Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we looked at Proverbs 31, this incredible poem about this woman of great character that should be praised. Now, there's a little bit of debate as to who actually wrote it, because it starts out in verse 1 as saying this is the sayings of Lemuel, things that his mother had taught him. The question is, well, who is Lemuel? Who is this king that is being addressed here in verse 1? Most people believe that Lemuel means devoted to God, and it is simply a nickname of Solomon. It's also possible that it's a general statement. In parts of Proverbs, Solomon is constantly addressing wisdom as if wisdom is a female that's guiding us. And in the same way, it could be simply that wisdom of a mom guiding that of a son. But it's addressed to a man. That's what's interesting. When you're talking about the Proverbs 31 woman, it's actually trying to explain to this son, this is the kind of woman you're to look for. And then there's all these incredible characteristics that you see in this, this woman and her character. She's trusted by her husband. She's extremely resourceful. And over again, it talks about these characteristics that she has, where she's able to, through business, make her family better off, let's say. It says that she's caring, that she cares for the needy, that she's wise, that the words that come out of her mouth are words of wisdom. I think what's interesting here is that none of the characteristics really speak to the way that she looks. They're all characteristics that talk about the type of life that she lives. And in this series, we've been saying continually that wisdom is doing life God's way. And this is what it looks like for a woman to do life God's way. Now, it's not something that you should look, you shouldn't look at this woman and say, okay, if you're a woman listening to this DriveCast, well, I should compare myself to her. And this is, you know, I've got to live up to this standard. But that's not exactly what this is saying at all. These are character traits that in the same way, these are areas that God wants to grow your life, that as you learn to live life God's way and take on his wisdom, that it should be growing in, you know, your ability to be trusted with more and more things, that you would learn to be resourceful with your giftedness. Now, you may not have an eye for business, but I know that you're gifted because God gifts everybody. So using your gifts wisely, caring for the needy, everyone has the ability to care and to be wise. And obviously, you don't start out wise. No one does. But yet, the person that continually looks to God, God gives wisdom to. And then I think the famous verse is found in Proverbs 31:30, where it says that charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. That's an interesting statement because he's talking to a man, remember? He's trying to say to this guy, listen, don't get caught up in, you know, the way a woman looks or, you know, if she's trying to charm you, look at her life. And if she fears the Lord, this is the kind of life she's going to live. And isn't everything else just fleeting? Doesn't everything else just go? You know, if someone is really strong or really handsome, or someone has really great memory or intellect, whatever it is, it's only for a period of time, isn't it? And we're to use what we've been given to leverage on behalf of God. And that the kind of person we should be looking for, let's say you're a man looking for a woman, or let's say you're a dad trying to train your daughters, or let's say you're a mom talking to your sons to help shape them as to the kind of person they should look to, whether they're trying to be married someday, or whether they're trying to be a role model, you're trying to point them to look for people who fear the Lord. Because when you fear the Lord, the acts that come out of your life are those acts that God would praise. So I think, you know, wherever you're at, I would just ask that you would reconsider how you have trained your eyes to notice others. Wherever in your life you're at in your faith with the Lord, understand that God is trying to make you into a role model for other people. And the way we do that really comes through Christ, that the cross frees us from comparing ourselves to other people. The cross frees us to see people the way that Jesus sees them. And that's why we're able to love people and serve people and care for people and stop trying to get everyone to notice us. But simply as we focus on others the way that God would have us do, our life will look like the kind of life that is wise, because we're doing life God's way, because ultimately it's Christ who is our role model. God, I pray that you would help us all to be good role models, that as we follow you, as we fear you, we would live a life that would be wise. Wherever you're at, just take a second and talk to the Lord about what's stirring up in your heart. Well, thank you so much for being part of the DriveCast. Until next time, God bless.